What's up? It's your girl, Cher Hanks, and I want to welcome you to the Mending Brokenness podcast. Mending Brokenness Fridays. How y'all feeling today? How are you feeling today? Well, I got some exciting news. Today, I decided to jump on the podcast early because I got an event that I'm speaking at this evening at 6, which is when I usually drop the podcast. So I said to myself, Cher, you can either do it tomorrow or you can do it early. I said, I'm going to do it early because it's Mending Brokenness Friday and that's what I committed to. So this is where I'm at. Anyways, y'all already know what time it is. Y'all know what we do on Mending Brokenness Fridays. Before we get into the podcast, we unpack. So I hope you got your tablet, your journal, your notes open on your phone, whatever you need to grab. I want you to go ahead and get that because today we're going to be talking about inside work. So we definitely need a pen and some paper or our fingers and our notepad on our phones, tablets, or whatever it is that we might grab. Now, with that being said, I want us to go ahead and start with the first question that we ask ourselves, which is, how are you? How are you today? Our next question is, what happened today? What happened this week? Remember, if y'all are, for those who only unpack on Friday, you can just overlook your week, this past week. And whatever it is that has happened, it can only two things can happen. It give you an opportunity to check your heart, or it give you an opportunity to be grateful. But even in the midst of being grateful or checking our heart, we on this podcast right now. So whatever happened, you made it to Friday. So we gonna go ahead and celebrate that. The third question is, how did it make you feel? How did it make you feel? Check in on yourself. Where you at? Now that we got those questions out the way, y'all, I'm so excited today. I'm actually going to a sister's book signing today. And the name of her book, and I'm going to bring her on the podcast because I really think she got some jewels, some gems that she could drop on here that would help, you know, with the healing process. But the name, the title of her book is Release and Unleash Through Grief. Release and Unleash Through Grief. Now, God has been speaking to me heavy about grief and people grieving in this time. But before I jump into, you know, get down into the podcast, I just want to read to you the definitions of the words. It says release, allow or enabled to escape from confinement, set free, allow something to move, act, or flow freely. The action or process of releasing or being released. Unleash, to cause a strong or violent force to be released or become unrestrained. Now, the reason that I'm calling this inside work is because as I was looking over grief and what it means to grieve, something was placed on my spirit. And I want to tell you today that sometimes, majority of the time, you got to grieve yourself. What do you mean by that, Cher? Well, the words say, that old things pass away and all things become new. So in other words, you'll have to grieve your own self. You'll have to grieve the you that you once knew in order to embrace the you that you are becoming. And y'all, that blessed me. That blessed me. Because I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said, you know, I'm fighting myself. It's me against me. And what you need to understand is the old you is always going to fight for a position. But the new you can't afford to have the old you as you walk into your future. Because what got you here is not going to get you there. So some things you got to unlearn in order to learn new things to go where you going. This is the inside work. But you got to be able to recognize what's taking place in your life. See, when we grieve the loss of a loved one, a piece of us goes with them. And if we're not willing to deal with the piece of us that we lost, then we're not going to be in a good place. What do you mean? Everyone needs to grieve over a loved one. The grieving process is necessary and healthy, mentally, emotionally, and even physically. Until you can release, you won't be able to unleash. But you can't release if you're not willing to identify. If you're not willing to look within, to do the inside work, to become who you was created to be, then you're going to be in a place of stagnation. Because there is no way out but to go through. Go through towards the hope and the light of the rest of your life. Go through with God. Go through with the one who comforts. Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Who is the comforter? So anytime we're going through any type of grieving process, whether it be the loss of a loved one or the loss of ourselves, we need God. We can't do it without God. We wasn't created to do it without God. There's no need to even try to do it without God. But what do I always say? Your pain has purpose, and your purpose is your power. But you can't get to your purpose until you release your pain. So if you don't release your pain, you lack power. Because power is found in God. And anytime you don't take the problem to Him, it leaves you weak in a situation. People say, "I want that strength. I want to be strong like you. I want to do this. I want to do this." And I'm not talking about me per se. I'm saying you look to other people and say, "Oh, I love their strength." Well, you got that same strength if you do the work. If you look within yourself and know that before He formed you in your mother's womb, He knew you. So with Him knowing you, He knew everything that you was going to go through. He know everything about you, every hair on your body. If you're looking at that, then you got to know that although this hurt me, although this put me in a position like, wow, that was a blow. This one knocked me out. I don't know how I can get up from this one, God. I don't know how I'm going to be able to make it without you, God. I don't know how I'm going to be able to be strong for my children because they lost their father. So not only am I grieving, but they're grieving too. I can't do this without you, God. And He says, "Baby, I know. You wasn't created to do it without me." Will it be painful? Yes. Will I want to give up? Yes. But God, will I get through? Yes. So what does that mean? It means embrace the pain. Trust the process. Lean on God and continue to go through. Focus on the inside work. Focus on becoming the best version of you that you can become. Focus on being that woman that you can see. That woman that you can feel on the inside. That woman that just want to disrupt. That woman that just want to shake the earth. The woman that just want to let loose and release her power. Look at that woman. Keep your eyes on God and continue to go through the process. From pain to power. Mend your brokenness through the one who handles, cares for the brokenness. He said, I will bind up their wounds and heal their brokenness. Y'all, this is all this podcast is about. It's about doing the soul work. It's about drawing near to God. It's about building your own relationship with God. It's about walking in Him, in love, in your truth, owning your truth. Everything about you is connected to your truth. Your finances is connected to your truth. Your freedom is connected to your truth. Everything your heart desires is connected to your truth. Go ahead and let God do that work in you. Go ahead and be that woman that you was created to be. Sis, somebody out there is waiting for you. Somebody out there need what you got. Somebody out there can't move until you show up. Do the inside work. I love y'all. And there's nothing you can do about it. You have an awesome weekend. Lean into God. Enjoy your day. Be free. And walk in your truth. I love you, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it.
You are the fire, we are the temple, you are the voice, we are your soul.